With the publishing of these symphonies, Beethoven's fame spread wide and money came pouring in. Yet he was driven ever deeper into loneliness. He could no longer play for an audience, for in his deafness he struck the keys so hard in the loud passages that the strings broke, and in the softer parts he failed to make the notes sound. Hurt, despairing, he needed friends more than ever, but those who stood by him were sorely tried, for in his bitter frustration he was likely to turn on them. The inward nobility of the man forever struggled with this discord in his own behavior. Such a temperament could never make a woman happy, yet Beethoven longed for a wife. A good woman looked like an angel to him, and he fell in love as easily as he might tumble into a ditch on those long walks of his when he went stumbling through the fields, his head filled with music. He slept sometimes where he happened to lie down, so that he was once arrested for vagrancy. Little wonder that the women he besought all chose in the end less famous and more livable husbands.